Today is a very, very special day for many, some of us here, some of us who are not here. For me, it's a very special day because it is this feast of St. Clare of Assisi. A friend, an acquaintance, not a very close friend, as some of the ridiculous movies that have been produced in the last 50 years about Francis and Clare and all that. They were not boyfriend and girlfriend. They could barely, as a matter of fact, it was not allowed for a girl to talk to a boy or a boy to a girl unless their parents were present. And so St. Clare, St. Francis was from a commercial merchant family. The father, Francesco, also was a merchant of fine clothing and cloth. And he would go from here to there getting the cloth to bring it to Italy to sell it in the market in Assisi and Perugia, and they were very important cities in the Middle Ages. St. Clare's family, however, was of the nobility, and that was different. They did not mix. They spent their time with the nobility and the merchants with the merchants. It was like first class, second class. Unfortunately, that's the way it was, but that's the way society was delineated for its better good. In the meantime, St. Francis, the troubadour of God, the singer, the happy partier, the story is known to everybody. He was taken prisoner, and then he came out, and he had a conversion in prison, and thus began the Franciscan life. Some would say experiment, but at this point, after 800 years, is no experiment at all. And then, of course, many, many young men joined him. In the meantime, St. Clare had the inspiration that she should ask St. Francis, she should approach him and say that she wanted to belong to this wonderful experiment too, of the life of poverty, lady poverty, and spend her life in prayer and adoration of Our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament in the monastery. Because, of course, there were no active nuns or sisters, as they call them today, in those days. It was the priests and the brothers who did the things that we, until recently, allowed the sisters to do, and they're gone too now. So we have another thing that's coming up when God so wills. But in the meantime, St. Clare decided that she was going to join this movement of St. Francis of Lady Poverty. And so on a designated night, she left her home. And she left, as I've told you before, in Assisi. To this day, if you go there, it's one of the most beautiful cities or towns in Italy, in the area north of Rome and around Perugia. The stone that is used there for building is a pink stone. So all the houses and everything are rather on the pink side. And when the sun sets upon them, or rises upon them, it's a spectacular sight. But all the houses, as you go up and down the hills, there are several, you see that there is a door that's about 6 feet high. And you wonder, well, you know, who can climb up there? Who's going to jump out? And that's not the thing. The door was the door for the dead. Because the Italians were very superstitious, still are. And so what they did was, when the dead were prepared for burial, they moved the bier out the door of the dead, from which no one can ever come back in. And so St. Clare very poignantly and expressively left her house, her parents, her sisters, and so forth, by the door of the dead. She was dead to them, and they were dead to her. And so she went to San Damiano, which of course is a wonderful little place to go, and St. Francis there, in front of the brethren, cut her hair, which they still have, beautiful curly locks of almost pure white hair. She was so blonde. And cut it off. Hair is the ornamentation of a woman. That's why women should wear veils. And so they cut it off, left it very short, like a man, and then put the wimple and the veil and the rest of the habit on her, the Franciscan habit, which to this day is worn. And of course, my heart goes particularly to my friends, the nuns of Our Lady of the Angels Monastery in Hassville, and especially some of the ones that are still around that were very close friends to my spiritual mother, Reverend Mary Angelica of the Annunciation. And so today my prayers also go to them. But it also goes to all the different little girls that I know who are named Claire. Today is St. Clair. What a wonderful, wonderful day. Of course, Claire comes from the word in Latin, clara or clarus, which means bright, shining. St. Clair is most definitely a shining beacon in the church, in the darkness of the world. Eventually, her sister Agnes, now St. Agnes, who later went to the Czech Republic or Bohemia, St. Clair, St. Agnes of Prague, and then later on, her mother also joined the Poor Clares. And so we have the very beginnings of the second order of Franciscans, of the Franciscan family, the first being the priests and the brothers, the second, the cloistered nuns, and the third, the lay people who joined together and wearing the scapular of the Franciscan habit and so forth, unite themselves in the prayer life of their wonderful, wonderful sacrifice for God. So today, as we celebrate these mysteries, we give thanks to God for St. Clair and for all that has happened since she died in 1253. When St. Francis died in 1226, his body was taken by, on the way to its entombment, in what today is a Basilica of St. Francis, and they stopped the bier in front of the monastery, and the nuns came out in St. Clair, and they kissed his relics, and then they went on their way. And so we give thanks to God. Now, St. Clair, as Mother Angelica always pointed out, is a patroness of television. And they had HBO. No, not really. St. Clair, one day when she was very sick, and all these saints had very bad health, but they offered it all up to God. It was Christmas Eve, and St. Francis was for the first time to institute the nativity scene before midnight mass at the Basilica. And of course she couldn't go. All the nuns were permitted to go to see this wonderful event. And at that time they used real people and real animals, sheep and cows and oxen and so forth. They all little lambs and sheep and a real baby, because we have plenty of those around here, so we could do that one day maybe, which we do at the open house. But St. Clair could not go. And so all of a sudden, as she was praying in her bed, the ceiling opened up, and there was a picture of everything that was going on in the Basilica, including, later on, the High Mass for midnight. And so as a result, St. Clair was made by the Venerable Pius XII, the patroness of television. And so today we also commend ourselves for the entertainment industry to stop doing evil things and promoting evil things, and that they may, like Mother Angelica, do wonderful things for the television industry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.